Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Just expected the disciples to fast. Jesus and God, I believe in all of my heart, expects us to fast. I want to say this to you. You'll see God do things through fasting and praying that you'll not see Him do any other time. I promise you that. You said, preacher, how do you know that? There's been times that I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for a specific thing and not seen any results from it. And then say, God, I'm going to fast and pray about this. And begin fasting, and you know what? See God do that very thing, and then even see Him do above that very thing. Let me tell you the reason why. Because of fasting and praying. You've heard me say it before, but Daddy always said, if you want to see God do things, you pray. If you want to see God really do things, you fast and pray. You fast and pray. Let's look at three simple things about fasting tonight. Different types of fasting tonight. Let's look at three different types. Number one, there's what is known as a simple fast. As a simple fast. Know what your Bible said if you want to turn with me, Matthew chapter number 4. And I'll read you a couple verses here. This simple fast. The Bible said this, then when Jesus, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. Here's what I want you to see real quick, and then we'll look at this simple fast. Jesus began his ministry by fasting and praying. By fasting and praying. If we want a heart like Christ and we want to be like Christ, then guess what? We'll fast and pray like Christ. Think about this simple fast today. Simple fast is not food, simple fast is no food, only liquids like water, juice, etc. And it can last for numerous days. It can last as you read your Bible and you study your Bible. In Judges chapter number 20, there was a one-day fast. In Judges chapter 20, verse number 26, they talk about that morning, from that morning to that evening, they fasted and prayed. And I'll say this to you, when it comes to fasting, if you're going to do food, that's a matter of fact, I would encourage you to do this. If you've never fasted, start with a meal. Don't even start with a 24-hour period. Start with a meal and fast a meal. There's a one day. Then Paul does a three-day fast right after he gets saved. Daniel chapter number 1, there's a 10-day fast. Acts chapter number 27, there's a 14-day fast. Daniel chapter number 10 again, there's a 21-day fast. Then you'll also note several times in the Bible, there is a 40-day fast that is in the Bible. Now I want to say something to you today. And I know several, not only men, I know one lady and several men that has done a 40-day, what is known as an absolute fast. In other words, they only took liquids in, only water in for 40 days. And they said that it was absolutely life-changing for them to do that. Matter of fact, one of those men wrote a book on fasting. I've got it in my office. I've read it numerous times. And the large part of that 40 days, I was actually with him during that time. And I want to say something to you, though. If you're going to do that, number one, you better make sure God told you to do it. And number two, you need to consult with a doctor before you do it. And I'll just leave that right there. But this simple fast is simply what some call an absolute. In other words, you don't eat nothing and you only drink water during that time. Now, as we look at the different time periods that's within the Bible, I want to say this to you. There is sometimes when you think about a time period that, and I hate talking about my prayer life, but I don't know your prayer life, okay? So I have to tell you about mine a little bit. I ain't going to talk much about it. But there is times that God will put a fast on my heart and he don't give me a time period. In other words, I'll get so burdened about something that I'll begin fasting, and I'll just fast till God either takes that burden off of me or I see God answer that prayer. And you know what? There's been some times that I have started that, and Miss Regina, just in a day or two, man, God answered that. There has been times that I've started that and the answer didn't come in a day or two. And you say, well, how long was it? That's between me and the Lord, okay? But it was an extensive amount of time. And you know what? I think sometimes God's just wanting to see how serious we are with Him. Really how serious we are with Him. So we see a simple fast, but then watch this. There is a selective fast. Whenever you study your Bible, you'll find that there is times, especially in the life of Daniel, there's two different times, two different occasions in the life of Elijah that he does this. But a selective fast is simply when you select certain things and you fast from that. In other words, social media. That's a selective fast. Not only social media, but sugar. Ain't nobody say amen right there. But you decide I'm not going to do any additive sugars. And there's times that I do that. Now, I'll still eat fruit, but not an additive sugar to it. Man, on and on you could go. You know what? I'm going to fast lunch for the next 6 days. That's a selective fast. I'm going to fast from coffee for the next 7 days. Or I'm going to fast from this, or I'm going to fast from that. You pick a certain thing. Now, I want you to understand something. There's people even in this room tonight that has certain health issues, and they can't do what we consider an absolute fast. In other words, they cannot go without food for 24 hours because of medical issues. Let me back up and rephrase that. True medical issues. Not just you think you're going to die, okay? Are you with me right there? Now, David, something just fell from that ceiling. Did you see it? Robert seen it. Thank goodness. These two men seen it. What was it? A stink bug, a fly? I go on this side. Josh, don't shoot if anything comes out of the ceiling, okay? True medical conditions hinder them from that. However, there is things that you can cut out. Man, it's so tight in here tonight. I need to tell jokes again or something. There is things, Brother Jeff, that we can cut out. Here's what bothers me. Now, I'm just going to give you a pet peeve, okay? Here's one thing that bothers me. They can diet like crazy to lose weight, but don't ask them to miss something to pray over something. Well, I'm going to go off of sugar for 27 days because I need to lose some weight. But when the preacher says, let's find something in fat, well, there ain't nothing I can fast from. It's really what's important to us. When we think about this selective fast, we all have things that we can fast from. One of the things, and of course, coming in the first year, I'll challenge our church with it just like I do every year, is the first 21 days of the year doing a Daniel fast. Doing a Daniel fast where you eat no meats and you know all of that about the Daniel fast for 21 days. You know what the first thing? Oh, they ain't no way. I just cannot do it. Well, let me ask you a question. How much do you want to see your family member get saved? How much really do you want to see God? I want you to think about the biggest prayer request in your life right now. What is the biggest prayer request in your life right now? Is it worth you missing a meal over? He didn't say if we do this. He said when we do this. You know what? I'm just going to be truthful. To some, it would be a bigger sacrifice to cut social media off than it would be to miss a meal. They're so addicted to social media. And let me just not just say social media, but I'm talking about the internet in general. They're so addicted to the news. They're if you will turn the news off, your life will be better. I got to know what's going on. When Israel, this is the truth. We was riding up the road. Leslie's daddy called her and said, Israel's under attack. Did John know about it? And Leslie didn't even look at me and ask me if I knew about it. She said, no, he don't know nothing about it. I picked up the phone and I called Rodney Holder. I said, Rodney, is Israel under attack? He said, preacher, I'm doing better. I hadn't seen no news. About 3 minutes, he called me back and said, yep, they're under attack. He may have fell off the wagon after that day. You said, preacher, I need to keep up with you. Hey, look, I got food down there. I got gas to go. Well, what if they run out of gas? I got a bicycle. Where do we really have to go anyway? You say, well, what if I run out of food? That's the reason it's very smart that us as men know how to put food on our tables. I'm just being real with you. It's the reason it's smart that we know how to do that. You say, preacher, you're crazy. No, that biggest prayer request to you, what's it worth you missing? That selective fast, we pull something out of our life and we fast from that. Then there is what is known as a supernatural fast in the Bible. Now, I'm about right now done. It's 7:55. I told you at 7:30, give me 25 minutes. And then I took 10 minutes of it talking about Jake wrecking a bicycle. But the supernatural fast in the Word of God is that absolute where you completely stop everything. Moses, we see that with Moses, where he didn't drink nothing, he didn't eat nothing for 40 days. I'm telling you, if you're going to try that, you better go see a doctor. And you better make sure God's telling you to do that. However, there is some things we can do without for 40 days. There is some things. It all comes down to this. Fasting comes down to this. Fasting is self-denial. That's what it all comes down to. And we're living in a society today. Madeline, come start playing softly. Please. That's like when you fast, when you get on the piano. We're living in a society today that don't want to deny self. They don't want to deny self. They don't. I want to be careful, but at the same time, being in shape is a choice. Exercising is a choice. It's self-denial. That's what it is. Pushing the food back is self-denial. Fasting is self-denial. That's what it is. You know what reading our Bible is? Self-denial. Because self tells you not to. You know what praying is? Self-denial. Self don't want you to pray. The flesh is not saved. It doesn't want you to pray. And the devil knows this. If he can keep you from fasting and praying, he can keep your family members lost. He can keep your kids out of God's will. He can keep you from being closer to God. I promise you the closest I've ever been to the Lord is when I've been in the middle of a fast. And I'm not talking about for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days. I'm talking about in the middle of a fast where you put Him first, your feelings last, you deny yourself. The Bible talks about this, that we deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Him. And fasting is simply self-denial. Well, preacher, I can't do without this. These things we can do without. Fasting's not just food. It's so many other things. Matter of fact, the Bible, majority of everybody in here is tonight's adults. The Bible talks about the husband and the wife fasting from each other for a certain amount of time. But they tell each other if they're going to do that. Go study it out. It's in the Word of God. How serious are we about seeing God do great things? I can take you back to the beginning of 2016 when revival broke out here at our church. And I can tell you stories. I'm not going to, because I would not deny the trust of the people. I can tell you stories of the people that had been fasting and praying for days for God to send revival to our church. I can take you to June of 2016 when God broke revival out in the Foothills churches and tell you of people who was fasting and praying for God to do the supernatural. Matter of fact, and I would never break their trust, I can tell you people that fasted just about the entire time of that five-week meeting for God to do things. Saw 209 saved, 9 preachers called out of it. I believe God honors fasting and praying. I believe God honors fasting. When thou fast. Not if, when. So I ask you this question tonight. Are you willing to submit to Him and fast for God to do something great in your life or in the life of someone else? Father, I